number 98 from January of 2005. His name was Cecil. I still remember him even though the last time I saw him was 48 years ago. He probably wasn't really that memorable, just another kid in my sister's class in the third grade. But there was something about his circumstances that does stick in my mind still today. Cecil came from a very poor family. His mother was the only one around, and she tried to work and keep food on the table but had a tough time doing it. In those days, the welfare system was not very refined. These kids had to do without. Admittedly, Cecil could have done a little better job with soap and water, but the total effect would still have not been very good. He usually needed a haircut and wore the same clothes almost every day because that's all he had. He was not always treated very well, and kids did make fun of him, passing off their shame onto somebody that was doing just a little bit worse than they were, and hoping all the time that they did not become Cecil. It was by sheer luck of the draw that my sister Karen drew Cecil's name for the class Christmas gift exchange. The limit on gifts was about $1.50 that year, I think. We wondered what trinket we could get for that amount that would help Cecil, but then decided as a family that what he really needed was some new clothes. We figured that it was a secret exchange and nobody would know if we exceeded the limit, so why not get Cecil something that he really needed? I remember clearly riding in the back of the old Plymouth to the store on a cold December night to pick out a shirt for Cecil. We found just what we were looking for, a shirt that was both durable and beautiful. It cost about $12, which was a lot of money at that time for a shirt, but it was a dandy. Cecil never did know who gave him that shirt, but he wore it over and over, and it looked good on him for a long time. Every time I saw Cecil in his special shirt, I knew what Christmas was about. It is the best I have ever felt about a gift. The feeling that I got was better than any gift I ever received, except the gift of Jesus coming to earth for me. Now it is Christmas once again, and we have the opportunity to accept the gift of God's Son and give back to Him by giving to those in need, and it doesn't get any better than that. In a similar way, the youth of this congregation went last Sunday to buy gifts for a family in town that has been struck by tragedy. Because our young people caught the wave of what Christmas is really all about, these devastated children will at least have something to bring them a little joy at Christmas. I'm very proud of these young people and their youth leaders, and I know that the congregation is too. They have found their own Cecil experience of giving, and they will always know what real Christmas is.